This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Great to be back from vacation, or as the Danettes like to say, load management. Coming up, the best shooter in college basketball. We'll get to phone calls, as we always do, every Monday. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Also, big perk, Kendrick Perkins from the Mothership will stop by. Had an unbelievable comeback by the Lakers yesterday against the Mavs, and an unbelievable individual performance with Dame Lillard, who went for 71 against the Houston Rockets. Seton, what is the poll question? I don't even know if we addressed that in the first hour of the show.
No, we didn't, Dan, but I could tell you, we put up two, actually, in the first hour.
Okay.
The new MLB rules are off to a great start or a complete disaster.
Okay.
62% right now say it's off to a great start.
Yeah.
I like the positivity.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Then I also put up there, would you rather a baseball game be over 2 hours and 50 minutes or under 2 hours and 50 minutes?
All right.
Right now, 88% say under 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Yeah. And if they could get in the ballpark of 2 hours, 2.5 hours, then I'm fine with that. I remember when Greg Maddux used to pitch. It'd be a little over 2 hours. Mark Burley, they would be, let's go. Get in there. Get in the batter's box.
Shout out to efficiency.
Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. And also iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio. Nearly 400 cities around America that carry this program. I mentioned coming up, the best shooter in college basketball. It's Caitlin Clark, Iowa basketball junior guard. Hit the game winner against Indiana, and Indiana number two in the nation. You got the Big Ten tournament coming up, and Caitlin Clark joins us on loan from Iowa. All right, Caitlin, take me into the huddle. Final plays drawn up. Less than 2 seconds to go. What was said?
Honestly, we were kind of looking to get the ball for a layup at the rim. We kind of ran a play. We thought the four player would switch out and they would double team me, which they didn't end up doing. They kind of put the person that was guarding the inbounder in the middle of the lane. So that wasn't open. And I was the second option for the three. And lucky enough, I thought our post player, Monica Sinanos, had a really, really good screen, kind of hit the girl and she almost fell over a little bit, which gave me a second to get it off. And, you know, it's a play we practice all the time against our blue squad, which are our managers and practice boys. So, you know, we had been through that situation quite a few times. And, you know, 1.5 seconds was plenty of time for me to get it off.
When was the last time you didn't have a green light in a game to shoot whenever you wanted to?
Honestly, you know, I'm lucky enough to play for a coach that, you know, has kind of given me the keys to the offense since I got here. You know, we had a point guard that had graduated right before I came to campus and went to the WNBA. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I came here.
Wait, go back to grade school, Caitlin. When's the first time you were allowed to shoot whenever you wanted to?
Oh, man. Honestly, probably as long as I can remember. You know, I kind of always was a little more gifted on the offensive end. You know, I grew up watching the game. I had an older brother that played basketball. So I always tagged around with a lot of boys. And I think, you know, that kind of helped me like develop my offensive skill set at a younger age, a little faster than most people would. And then when I made that transition from boys basketball to girls basketball, I was, you know, already kind of a step ahead. And, you know, I always had the will to want to be better, you know, and I played up usually throughout AAU. Like when I was in eighth grade, I was playing with like 10th graders, 11th graders. So, you know, it kind of was an easy transition for me in high school and college because I've already played against those girls that are quite a bit older than me.
When did you first notice the way Steph Curry played and what impact has that had on you?
I think I started really watching the NBA probably like really closely eighth grade or in high school, you know, and I loved always having it on. And I think Steph Curry, I mean, he's the most exciting player in all of basketball, men's, women's, college, pros, whatever it is. And I don't know, I just think, you know, what I love about it, I think, you know, it says how exciting women's basketball can be. You don't see Steph Curry dunking the basketball every single night. It's the way he shoots the basketball, and women can do that too. So I think when people understand that, they can understand how good the women's game is because the players in the women's game are very, very skilled, just like Steph is. But the way he shoots the ball, gets into it with the crowd, you know, those are a lot of the things that I love to do too.
How would you do shooting threes?
Oh, I would lose for Steph. Come on.
But you would love the challenge.
Oh, absolutely. I would totally sign up to lose to him. Who wouldn't?
If he came to Iowa, like, you know, home court advantage.
Oh, I might make one or two on him, but I mean, he's too
consistent. No, you guys are just shooting the racks.
Oh, on my home court, I'd be able to keep it hopefully a little closer. But I mean,
I think you're being humble. I think if he came to Iowa and you're there home court and the fans are there.
You think I got a chance?
You're the best shooter in college basketball right now, you know, men or women. But I'm curious, have you ever been yelled at for shooting too far out?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, Coach Bluter's obviously given me a green light, and she knows those are shots I can make, and those are shots that I practice. And I think, you know, when she understands that, you know, that's why she allows me to take them. But I think, you know, learning time and score, when we need them, when we don't. And, you know, just going back and watching film, those are, you know, I usually go back and watch it with her, and we talk about usually every shot I take, good or bad, make or miss. So, you know, there are some that we could probably get rid of at times. But when you've made a couple, you get a couple heat checks, and she definitely allows that, which is pretty fun, too.
How important was the Chiefs Super Bowl victory?
Oh, that was awesome. I'm a huge Chiefs fan. I actually went to the game on Christmas Eve with my family versus the Seahawks at Arrowhead, which was pretty fun. Pretty fun Christmas gift. They got it done. It was a freezing one, but it was super fun.
Have you met Mahomes?
I didn't meet Mahomes. He ran like right past me, but I saw he tweeted about me yesterday. And he's reached out to me like and DM'd me a couple times just saying how fun I am to watch. And but I mean, come on, he's like the most exciting football player maybe ever. So maybe there's a little comparison between me and him and what we do. A little unorthodox.
Yeah. That you're entertainers. How's that?
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, but do you hear like LeBron or Kevin Durant? Did Kevin Durant reach out to you?
Yeah, I think maybe my freshman and my sophomore year. I know definitely last year.
Isn't that wild? Like you're going, wait, who's watching?
I know, it's pretty crazy. Because those are the people like I idolized and grew up watching. And to see them comment about your game or know that they were watching you and your team, it's pretty crazy. It makes you kind of take a step back and love it for a second.
How important is the WNBA to you?
Very important. That's where I want to be. But, you know, I have another year here and possibly one more after that just because of COVID. So probably we'll have to make a decision on that sometime next year. I really have no clue if what I'm going to do is stay for an extra year or leave after next year. But, you know, I love watching the WNBA. I remember really vividly my dad taking me to my first ever WNBA game. Maya Moore was my favorite player growing up. She played for the Minnesota Lynx. So it was pretty convenient. That was only a 4-hour trip from, you know, where I grew up. And I really remember, you know, getting to watch her versus Sue Bird and the Seattle Storm. And that was like my first ever experience with the WNBA when I was really young.
Would you take a pay cut, though, if you go to the WNBA?
Not necessarily. I think that's what gets lost sometimes. I think people don't understand, you know, NIL, like it's still kind of a thing when you get into, you know, pro sports too. Like you still have all those endorsements. You still have, you know, the sponsorships and whatnot. So you're basically just a professional athlete with that on top of it too. You know, which was, so it's not really something that I would factor into my decision of staying or going too much.
When's the last time a professor asked for an autograph?
Oh, professor. I don't know about an autograph, but they definitely do love to say stuff to me in class, which is fun. You know, having professors that, you know, watch you and understand the game is always very nice.
Well, congratulations so far. What classes do you have today?
Oh, actually, Mondays are my day with no class, which is really nice. Mm. But tomorrow I got financial management and marketing research. So, you know, got it loaded up on Tuesdays.
Wait, is that one class that you have on Tuesday?
I have two, but I take some online too. I take four classes.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm getting close to getting my degree, so.
But you would seriously consider staying two more years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think I just like love this place. I love getting to play in front of a sold out crowd every single night. I don't know. I love college basketball. I don't know. It would be hard to leave. I think what we've been able to build has been super special too. But more than anything, I love this program. I love getting to play for Coach Bluder. I love getting to play with my best friends, you know, and they're not only my teammates, but I hang out with them every second off the court. Mm-hmm. And you know, it'd be really hard to leave that. Especially, when you can go to the WNBA even the year after that. But yeah, I mean, there's pros and cons to both sides. And I think, it's been hard for a lot of college athletes to decide what to do, just because, there are pros of staying in college, but also, your dream of reaching the next level is right there as well.
Yeah. But there's gotta be a couple of players going, God, I hope that she doesn't stay an extra year so we can get some shots here.
I think that's definitely a fair assessment. And, we've had a couple of players come back for like even their sixth year due to like injuries and things like that. So yeah. I think it's been a whole different dynamic that, players have had to go through, but also coaches, the uncertainty of your roster, and spots and who to recruit, like it's been challenging and difficult. And then the transfer portal is a whole nother thing on top of that, that you're having to balance. So, it's really added a whole nother element of, college basketball and, what it already is. So it's been kind of crazy to navigate.
A lot of fun to watch, and continue to be unorthodox. Continue to be Patrick Mahomes. And thank you. Good luck in the Big Ten.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on. Good talking with you.
That's Caitlin Clark, best shooter in college basketball. This is how it sounded yesterday. Game winner against the second-rated Indiana Hoosiers.
Clark comes off the screen. She's got a look. Fires it. Clark,
oh my God.
For three.
Oh my God.
What a finish.
Oh my God.
Wow. And I wasn't watching, and Paulie goes, turn on ABC or ESPN. And I'm like, what am I? And then all of a sudden I realized it was Caitlin Clark, and the game's on the line, needed to hit a three, and ended up beating Indiana. And Indiana might be a Final Four team this year. Been a really great story. I just can't let the best player in college basketball have her hands on the ball. I know she's a decoy, but I'm okay with that. I if somebody else wants to take that shot, I'm okay with that. I can't let the best player. Now, it's credit to her. I can't let her go right. She's got 1.5 seconds, and I got to have help. And that's the first thing I notice. It's like, how do you let her get the shot up? Very difficult shot.
I love how upset you get about this stuff.
I do.
You're like, that Indiana defense was terrible there.
I said, you got to flash. I got to make her try to reset, gather. She doesn't have enough time. And then I go, oh, my God. So everybody was focusing on, this incredible shot. And I'm looking at, I can never let the best player. Never. Not in basketball. Can't have the ball. Not going to let you have it. Yes, Mark.
I think Caitlin made a really good point about being a big star and playing in front of sold out arenas, and then getting drafted to the Utah Stars, where you play in front of, 2,000 people.
I don't know if we need to go there. I mean, she gets to play in a great atmosphere.
No disrespect to the Utah Stars.
Of course. Yeah, Smalley.
But it's fascinating. You got the COVID year that everyone was gifted a free year of college if they wanted eligibility that I forgot that she even had. And then you throw an NIL. She's not going to be making less next year with NIL. She'll be making more.
Can you imagine those Big Ten coaches going, wait, she said, what about coming back for another year?
I wish Tebow had this. He'd still be in Florida. He should have never left.
Yeah, see, or Yes, you.
Yeah, like you're the guard that's waiting to come up under her. Yeah. You're like, I thought for sure she'd be gone by now.
I'm going
to
get my touches now.
Transfer portal.
Hey, Caitlin. Good to see you.
Are you a doctor? How many years are you going to be here?
Going to get tenure. Gus in L.A. leads us off. Hi, Gus. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Patrick. Hope you and the boys had a great vacation. Welcome back. Best of the weekend. There's going to be no worst. You know, you boys are back in town, so let's do it. So, best of the weekend. You boys know I'm coming with my Lakers. Three straight.
Yeah.
4-1. Four and one since the trade deadline.
Yeah.
That's right. A 27-point comeback. That's pretty good. Another little bonus. Best basketball team of Los Angeles, which is the LA Clippers, scored 175 points on Friday night.
And losing.
I love it. Hysterical. And another one is this time clock. I love that it's going to create chaos. It's going to create so much. Well, this didn't. No, the clock was mismanaged, this and that. Oh, my God, I can't wait for it. You boys have a great week.
Thank you, Gus. Good to talk to you. Barry in Santa Fe. Barry, best and worst of the weekend.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning, chat row. I have a best of the weekend and the best of your week off. Okay. Best of the weekend, baseball is back. I'm liking the pitch clock and the no shift. Runners are going from first to third. All-time baseball. Best of the week off. 10 Elvis Costello shows in 14 nights in New York City. Night 10, I'm leaving the theater. Out of the corner of my eye, who do I see? One Mr. Dan Patrick.
Yep, yep.
I excused myself. I introduced myself. And Dan and I had a nice chat for about 10 minutes or so.
Yep.
It was the highlight of a great week.
It was great to see you, Barry. Thanks for joining us. I had sent a picture to the Danettes that I was at Gramercy Theater in New York, seeing Elvis Costello, and then Seton goes, Barry from Santa Fe is at the show. And I go,
yeah,
I'm not going to see Barry in Santa Fe. We're after the show, we're downstairs having a beer, and all of a sudden Barry walks up to me, goes, hey, Barry from Santa Fe. And I go, of course you are. Of course,
right?
You are.
Yeah.
The show was wonderful. But have you ever gone to a show and it's too long?
Yep.
But you know, he played all of his hits, Elvis Costello did, and at one point, my wife fell asleep, and it was 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, he kept playing, and then he goes, one more song, and then one more song.
And he's playing like 10 straight nights?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And he was playing a wide variety of things, and he had a great band with him. And every time I'd see a guitar come out, like the guitar tech would put out a guitar, like it's the on deck circle. And I go, hun, he's got one more song.
He's got another one.
I can't last. I can't stay up. I said, it's okay. And then at the very end, then he did like Pump It Up and Allison and what else? Watching the Detectives.
Ooh, great. Peace, Love, and Understanding.
Yeah. What's so funny about Peace, Love, and Understanding? Yes, Marv.
How long do you want a concert to be?
I like about a 2 hour. You know, I like my concerts. I like my baseball. You know, about two hours, 2:15. You know, maybe we put, you know, performers on the clock there. Although I did see Springsteen do 4 hours one night, and
too long
it was, because he did his preacher thing, and I'm not into the preacher thing when he does that. When he does the gospel according to. I just want to hear the songs, but yeah, 4 hours. Gave your money's worth there. Yeah, Marv.
How long is the Taylor Swift concert?
How long? I don't know. Two plus?
We'll find out when
we
go.
I will say this. Not long enough.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's the answer the Swifties like.
Yeah. I got a blank space, and I'll write your name. We ready to take a break?
I mean, if you want.
We don't have to.
We don't have to. It's your show. Your rules.
I think I'm still working on this 4-day, maybe 4-hour radio show. You know, I'm thinking. I don't know. But I'd have to talk to management first, okay? I'd have to talk to them because they'd probably go, that factors into the lineup you have with the other radio stations. And then maybe we do 3 hours, a bonus hour. Maybe we just do that on its own. We work 4 workdays. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Everybody. I got Weeks, my camera, everybody is.
I don't know anybody alive that would be like, nah, I like the fifth day. Let's just keep going the fifth day.
I love the grind.
Yeah.
I love doing it every day. Because
well,
it's
coming on Saturday, Finn.
I care about this audience, and you guys don't.
Correct.
I got to take a break here. We're back up to this. Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, you're opening up more than just doors. You're unlocking potential, the potential to do your own thing. When you go into the Sprinter van, now you can customize it however you want to. There's 16 body types. You have your choice of gas or diesel. Thousands of ways to customize it. And it's fun when you go on the website and you look at how people have customized their Sprinter vans. The all-wheel drive, now it's available. Sprinter van capable and versatile enough to help drive your ambitions wherever you want them to take you. And you're going to encounter all kinds of weather. And you're going to be fine with the Sprinter van. You have an awning that comes out. Nothing better than when you pull into a campsite and you set up shop, you roll out the awning, you start a fire, maybe put some Christmas lights out there as well. You sit under the stars, you have something to drink, smoke a cigar, you're good to go. It doesn't have to be Seton and the French kid. It could be just you and your family. Now's the time. Discover what moves you. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Fritzy just informed me that Dodger manager Dave Roberts will join us on the program. We are coming up to the annual prediction Dave Roberts usually makes on this show. Like last year, the guarantee they were going to win the World Series. Do you think Dave guarantees the Dodgers will win the World Series this year? Yeah.
Well, we may have to go back to that because I think you said you plan on winning World Series this year? And he goes, yeah. It was like a casual, yeah, but it was made out to be that he made this declaration and
pounded. You know what? I'll go back and I'll find it and I'll play it for him, yeah. And then we'll follow up with expectations this year.
I would hate if the Dodger manager with their roster didn't say, yeah, we're going to World Series.
Yes. I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
And then people...
it's going to be tough.
Yeah. Have you seen the Astros? We got no shot. Yeah, so I'll ask him. Let's see if he wants to make a prediction there. Let's see. What else do we have here? Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Nice to have you guys back. It's been a lonely 9 to 12 for the last week, but we got through it.
All right.
Best and worst of the weekend. Best of the weekend. MLS soccer is back. Atlanta United got a win. Baseball's back. And these new rules, they don't seem like they're harming anything. Able to watch a game on tape in less than 2 hours, fast-forwarding through commercials. It was great. Worst of the weekend dates all the way back to the Super Bowl because it took me 2 weeks to realize I got bamboozled by my 12-year-old nephew. Here's the story. The Chiefs are my hometown or birth town team. The Eagles are his birth town team. We had a pride wager where if the Chiefs won, he had to take a shower of shame in an Eagles jersey where he dumped Kansas City style barbecue sauce on his head. If the Chiefs won, I had to buy him a $99 shark card for GTA. Lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I find out he doesn't fit into any of his Eagles jerseys anymore because he's outgrown them, so I got to buy him an Eagles jersey. So either way, he was getting money out of me, whether he wins or loses.
Poor Al. You know, it just never goes right for Al in Atlanta. Kendrick Perkins, Big Perk, ESPN NBA analyst, and won a championship with the 08 Boston Celtics. He's got a new book. Kendrick Perkins shares a different side of himself, powerful experiences, certainly go beyond basketball, the reality of being Black in America, the education of Kendrick Perkins, a memoir now available online, wherever books are sold. Big Perk, good to talk to you again. Let me start with Damian Lillard. When as a teammate do you know when somebody is in the zone?
Probably after the first 20 points and they see how efficient he is. You know, but you could see it. You could see it from the jump. And usually as a guy that played with 11 or 12 Hall of Famers, you could tell when they have it on their mind. You could tell when it's, you know, give them the basketball and get the hell out of the way. That was one of them moments.
What was the moment that you had where somebody had that Damian Lillard night?
Well, you know what? I witnessed KD go off so many times. I remember in the Western Conference Finals against the Spurs, I believe it was game six, I believe it was, he went crazy. I also witnessed Paul Pierce have those moments as well. I remember game seven, 2008 of the semifinals, he went crazy. And I watched LeBron do the same thing. So it was those times, man, where it was just like, you know, where I saw Kevin Durant had 40 points and Russell Westbrook, I believe, had a 40-point triple-double in the same game, you know. And it was just those moments like when you look and say, you know what, these are the reason that these guys get paid the big bucks.
Who do you got a beef with still that you played against?
Nobody. You know, I'm a changed man since I retired, right? So it's funny because so many guys that I had beef with on the floor, it's like when you retire, you grow up, and all of a sudden you see them, it's like, man, I love playing against you. And you're like, okay, I love playing against you as well. So it's not even beef. I'm going to tell you this. This is a funny story. Richard Jefferson and I actually hated each other on the floor, hated. And all of a sudden now, since we didn't start working in the same space for us in the media and working on shows together, our relationship has grown so close. I talk to Richard more than I talk to anybody else I never played with or any of my friends. And it's just weird when you just had a connection when it's life after basketball, when you finish competing in between those lines.
Who did you, like, what was the beef over?
We don't even know. That's the crazy part, right? We don't even know. And I think it all stemmed from, like, him and KG, and he was just like, you know what? I really just don't like none of those guys. And he just had this beef with me, and I could kind of tell. And it was just the feelings were mutual.
Why did the Celtics only win one title?
Because we weren't healthy. That's the only reason. KG missed 2008-2009 season. I got hurt in 2010. When healthy, our starting five never lost a playoff series. When healthy. That's the only reason, because of health.
You know, when you look back on what LeBron is going to mean to the game with the all-time leading score, and he's going to be top five in assist. I mean, you know, the numbers there, Perk. I've said before, LeBron, to me, will have the greatest career of anybody. And I don't want to get in, you know, comparing Mike to LeBron. You know, if I had one game to win, I would take Mike. But if you look at the totality of a career, LeBron's resume is going to be the greatest resume in pro basketball history.
Well, I mean, first of all, Dan, is, you know, I'm tired of talking about the GOAT conversation. To me, it's all about your preference, okay? Like, you know, some people like to drink Hennessy and other people like to drink Ciroc. At the end of the day, it's still going to get you feeling a certain type of way. My thing is, when it comes down to LeBron, I agree with you on the greatest career. His career, far as his resume, is longer than a holiday weekend. I was able to witness since the age of 13 years old, playing against him in AAU, playing with him in AAU. I was able to witness the buildup to his greatness, meaning I watched him as a 15, 16-year-old go to media training. I watched him while everybody in between games at AAU tournaments was eating McDonald's, and he was eating fruit and drinking water. So I watched him get labeled the chosen one. I watched him get called King James. And I'll also say this. When it comes down to pressure, it's no athlete in sports history, forget just basketball, that was under the pressure of LeBron James and has exceeded expectations. Not one. Not coming out of high school, first ESPN game, you know, the buildup around it, you know, everything and more. And he has exceeded expectations.
And you were there for peak Kobe. I just love these guys when you see it in their eyes, like, man, I'm going to kill you. Every possession. Did you have interaction with Kobe?
Oh, so many. And, it's two instances that I remember. It's two situations. One in 2010, game seven, I was on the sideline. And what people have to realize is that whoever won the game in that series won the rebounding battle. In game seven, I believe Kobe shot 6 for 24. But what people don't realize is that he had like 15 or 16 rebounds. And you could just see that he had to go in the paint and go grab them boards, and he was going to wield his team to victory. Then I have another story. You know, I was playing in Oklahoma City, and I switched out on Kobe, you know, on the pick and roll. Now, you know, I clapped my hands, and I was like, let me see it. and he started, he hit me, you know, with an in and out between the legs cross in a pull-up jumper, and I almost failed. And we were running back down the floor, and he was like, all right, don't make me tear that other ACL.
I like that you were like, come on, bring it on. Like, yeah. That's the last guy, him or Mike. Those are the guys. You don't do that to them.
No, you don't.
No.
You don't. And, you know, he was the only guy that when we went through shoot around and preparation, It wasn't no, this is the game plan for Kobe. The game plan for the Lakers were let Kobe get his, because we knew he was going to be aggressive and counsel everybody else. That's the game plan when you played the Lakers with a Kobe Bryant.
Kendrick Perkins has a book out. It's a memoir, The Education of Kendrick Perkins, now available online wherever books are sold. Also, part of ESPN's Boston Celtics All Access this Wednesday, wall-to-wall coverage of the team followed by the Cavs and Celtics at 7:30 Eastern. Wait, you're not doing this with the Lakers? I thought that it's required that you talk about the Lakers every waking hour, Kendrick.
I know, right? You should, hey, Dan, no lie, you should see me in those, you should hear me in those production meetings, man. It gets to the point where it gets exhausting. Okay, I understand if the Lakers actually give us a reason to talk about them, but I tell them every day, maybe let's start off, let's talk about them in the E topic. Like, we don't have to start off every show talking about the Lakers.
But it feels like, Perk, that they'll, SportsCenter would talk more about the Lakers' comeback against the Mavs than what Dame did scoring 71 against the Rockets, right?
Yeah, but I will say this. It's just the effect of LeBron James, though, Dan. That's the thing, right?
Like, yeah.
When LeBron was in Miami, we talked about Miami. Yep. Matter of fact, they had an ESPN in Miami. When LeBron was in Cleveland, they had an ESPN Cleveland. And I always say this, right? It's a difference. They have – so this is the way that I look at it. For example, I look at you, guys that have done this whole media space to the fullest and have been great at it. I look at guys like yourself and Barkley and Stephen A. and, Scott Van Pelt. And I look at y'all and I say, y'all in the group of the powerful group. And then they have a popular group, right, where you could just see them every now and then. You see guys on there like myself who just getting started, J.J. Redick. We're popular now, but we're not powerful yet. See, powerful people moves the needle. And that's when it comes down to us seeing, us talk about the Lakers rather than talk about Damian Lillard, because we're basically talking about LeBron James.
Yeah.
Like, if LeBron James isn't on the Lakers, we don't talk about the Lakers that damn much. Mm-hmm. If Kobe Bryant isn't on the Lakers, we don't talk about the Lakers that damn much. So that's the difference of actually being powerful.
The story that I'm going to take away from this book, The Education of Kendrick Perkins, a memoir, what's the one story that you want us taking away from this?
You know what, Dan, it's two. One, I think every book has a starting point. Like, and I think that's the hard part of actually writing a book, in my opinion, from learning. It was easy for me. I lost my mom when I was 5 years old. She was shot and killed by, quote unquote, one of her best friends. Dad was in New Zealand, never in my life, so I was taken in by my grandparents, my grandmother and my grandfather. My grandmother made $40 to $60 a week as a housekeeper. My grandfather made $350 a month as the janitor at the church. I grew up in the house that my great-grandfather built, where the ceilings was 6'5". So by the time I got into the ninth grade, I couldn't fit in the damn house. And I had to go through so much adversity. I had to learn and search for security at times, because my grandparents did a hell of a job. I love them to death, but I was still searching for that security, was just wondering, hey, if my mom was living or my dad was in my life, how would things be? And so my wife always tell me now, she's like, you don't really show too much emotions. Like, we'll go to a funeral and she don't never see me cry. And I always tell her, I don't have any more tears to shed, because I've cried myself to sleep so many nights as a young kid. But I also would like people to take away from, especially, see, in the African-American community, you get frowned upon if you tell someone or someone that you're close to, or maybe just friends, right? If you tell them, hey, man, I'm going to counseling, I need help for my mental, you get judged and you get laughed at. So I share in my book about my experience when I was with the Oklahoma City Thunder in the offseason, while I went down to Lawrence, Kansas, and I went to anger management for a month and a half. And I was in a classroom from 8 to 5 in the evening with these high powered doctors that was also in there with me as well, from, getting in trouble in their respective fields, abusing their power. So I'm in there with anesthesiologists, spinal surgeons, you name it. And I learned so much being there, for as just learning how to, you know, let things go, learning how to not put myself in certain positions, learning how to fast forward and think about, should I go to certain things or should I just stay home, so that I could kind of, you know, not say foresee the future, but actually put myself in the right position. And so I share that story, one, because it's my journey, but I also share it to let people know that it's okay to go out there and seek help to protect your mental. So if you having a problem, like, go sit down and talk with somebody. Like, it's crucial. So those are the two messages. And the message as far as how my upbringing is, like, so many people stop when they hit adversity. Well, I've learned I got to figure things out. And I figure things out on the fly. I don't let it stop me in my tracks.
Good to talk to you, Perk. Glad you're doing well. Thank you, and good luck with the book.
Dan, thanks for having me on. I appreciate you, legend.
That is Kendrick Perkins. The book is The Education of Kendrick Perkins, a memoir now available online wherever books are sold. Also part of ESPN's Boston Celtics All Access. That'll be Wednesday, wall-to-wall coverage of the team, followed by Cavs Celtics, 7:30 Eastern. We'll come back after this on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
If Anthony Davis meant to say this, but after the win, He was giving an assessment on one of his teammates and had this to say.
Being down 27, 14 in, you know, a half, and he comes out and, you know, set the tone for it defensively on Luka. And, like, on the other end, he know guys like to play off of him and make him shoot, and he know how to play off of it, you know, with his corner cutting and crashing to the glass, getting us extra possession. So his value for our team, you can't even put it into words, you know, what he brings for and does for us. So having a player like that definitely helps us.
Yeah, he can't shoot. Jared Vanderbilt. Yeah. But he can play good defense on Luka there. All right, we'll get some more phone calls in there. I always love the reaction when Jake Paul, is that his name? Jake Paul ends up fighting. And then, you know, when he wins, be like, well, he didn't fight anybody. And then now that he's lost, it was like, yep, he's a fraud. Well, oh, he is a great marketer. You know, he picks and chooses who he's going to fight. He strategizes here. Is he your typical boxer? No. Like, you know, if the Kardashians put on boxing gloves, they would be the Paul brothers. That's what they do. They troll you. And then you know, buy into it. The reason why networks and shows have him on is because he has a great following. That's all they're doing, playing the hits. I mean, he's not a great boxer. I mean, but he's held his own with the people that he's faced. But, you know, when you get this, oh, yeah, I told you. I mean, he didn't get knocked out by, you know, Fury's brother. No, split decision. They have a rematch. Huh? So people are like, oh, I knew he was a fraud. Well, he's not a great boxer. He doesn't follow, you know, sort of the course that you do when you're trying to start out in boxing, fighting against a lot of people. Picks and chooses. Yeah, Paul.
Imagine being the announcer, though, and you're trying to sell it. I'm now fighting Jake Paul versus Tyson Fury's brother. You got to drop the brother down and fool some people.
Yeah. Now, if he fought, you know, Tyson Fury, okay, then we can figure it out. But nobody's beating Tyson Fury. I mean, this is what boxing is now. You know, because of UFC, now we have gimmick stuff. I'm sure that Conor McGregor is going to be fighting somebody again. Floyd Mayweather is probably going to be fighting somebody. I mean, it's all like novelty things there. Yeah, Paul.
Could you see, and they're probably already thinking about it, this is not a new idea, the Paul brothers putting together some type of like, almost like a celebrity fighting league where they come up with like weight classes, men and women, and have famous people for different reasons fighting who are famous.
Yeah, but I don't want to see Lamar Odom get in the ring with Screech or somebody.
You may not. But what if they could put together a card four times a year that has, like, celebrity beefs are settled? And they may have already done this.
I think
I don't pay attention to their career path.
Like Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan fighting each other?
Or if there was some type of current beef of celebrities, say, all right, let's put in some 16-ounce gloves and go four rounds.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
You wouldn't watch her make a skeptical out of her boxing career?
No.
Why not?
I was fortunate to have covered boxing when boxing was – you know, up there. It was really, really important. You know, Tyson, you know, 1986, Sugar Ray Leonard, Vito Anafermo, Ray Mancini, Ollie at the end of his career, Larry Holmes, Michael Spinks, Leon Spinks, Alexis Arguello, Aaron Pryor. Like, I was so fortunate to have covered a lot of these big boxing matches that now I see it and it's like there's no pulse there anymore. But UFC is taking away that pulse. Yeah, Paul.
But imagine if you offered, it may not work because these guys are pretty rich already, Pete Davidson and Kanye West $50 million each to fight six rounds. People would tune into that in a weird way. I know it's ugly, and those are two big, I would guess, a huge celebrity beef.
But I want to watch good boxing.
Oh.
I don't.
We're not for you then.
I'm sorry. The sweet science, there's something about, and there is nothing like a heavyweight title fight. Nothing. When you're there and it is real. Like somebody's getting out of here in bad shape. Yeah, Seton.
I think there's absolutely a market for the people that you're talking about. Like I like the craft of boxing and the sweet science and everything.
I do.
There's also a whole other market for let's just watch these two people beat the crap out of each other. I don't care how ugly it is. Yeah.
Cardi B's putting on the gloves. Some people are gonna tune in.
But look, Logan Paul is just trolling you. Like, he knows what he's doing. He's a really, really good marketer. And he's a decent boxer.
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. What did I have? Logan Paul?
He's a marketing troll,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, he does it, too. How about Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad? One more item. We close out hour two. Time for new tires. Always remember TireRack.com, because then you're going to go, oh, that's right, Dan Patrick always talks about TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. There's so many things you'll love about it. First of all, they have the experience. They have the knowledge. They have the passion. Plus, the easy-to-use tire decision guide. If you say, I don't know anything about tires, it's okay. They know everything about tires. Answer a few questions. Get a personalized tire recommendation. In 2 minutes, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. They have the full lineup of Sumitomo tires, test results, tire ratings. You can skip the waiting room in a lot of areas. They offer mobile tire installation. A Tire Rack technician brings the tires to your home or office. Game-changing, tire-changing. TireRack.com. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.